With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, The Wrong Lasers. I get plenty of email from all over, but this past week I received an email from Texas that is above and beyond the imagination of Steven Spielberg or Star Wars. This is an amazing story of divine providence, how Hashem intervenes in the lives of people who seem to be the furthest thing in the world away from Emunah. This story is so unbelievable that I asked the young lady who sent me the email if she allows me to reprint it. Not only did she agree, but she doesn't even mind me using a real name. So here goes, and not a single letter of this email is edited in any way, and here's what she wrote me. Hi there, my name is Kenzie, and I have a story to share. I hope you find it comical, but also touching. My dad and I discovered you in a crazy but awesome way, and you have become a really important part of our lives ever since. We were in a dark place in life, hanging out with some others who were lost. This was a very temporary spot in time, lasting only for a few months. We were introduced to some powerful drugs and ended up going too far with these substances. One night during a binge, in a trance-like state, we were listening to space music, and my dad remarks, "Hey, it needs more lasers." And somehow, his Google is activated. It pulls up this video on YouTube. We were not even looking at the phone, but just listening to the sounds. Both of us were silently listening to this mysterious but soothing voice until we passed out asleep. Well, the next morning I woke up laughing and I told my dad, I thought God was talking to us last night. It was like he was telling me the secrets of the universe, and now I can't even remember what he said. Well, my dad started laughing too and said, me too, that's crazy, what was that? We looked at the history on our YouTube, and we saw a video of yours. We cracked up laughing. Oh, so this was what we thought God was speaking to us. But then we started listening to more of what you were saying. Some of it was very inspirational, and some of it we didn't understand. Ever since then, you have been with us, Mr. Brody. We listen to you when we're bored, when we're frustrated, sad, or sometimes upon even wake up in the morning. Also, I love to play The Sims 4 game on my computer, and I've created you as a Sims character and given you a lovely family. Well, every now and then, my dad will ask, hey, what's Rabbi Laser up to? And we pull up your videos. We're now 100% sober and feeling better now. But looking back at those times, your videos were the one thing that was happy, funny, inspirational, and peaceful. Thank you for your work. Shalom, peace be with you. Wow. That's Kenzie's email, and that's the power of Emunah, more than we can even imagine. We spread Emunah, we have no idea about the lives we touch. More than anything, we learn about Hashem's love for a young lady in Texas named Kenzie Rohde and her dad, enough to intervene in their lives to throw them a lifeline that helped pull them from the darkest dark to the light of Emunah. Well, may Hashem help all those in need of joy and light of Emunah, and may he give us the continued strength to spread Emunah far and wide. Amen. God bless.